Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Well, good morning, Beamer family and friends. You've got Greg Peterson, team manager here, and I'm actually out visiting in the Mesa, Arizona area, helping my buddy Roger Fouch, who's a group leader, develop his Mesa market and doing all of that fun stuff and changing lives here. But I am so honored to have one of our huge superstars now as far as sharing the Beamer with everybody up in the Washington area. I have got Sue Barrington, everybody. Sue, are you there?
Yes, Greg, I'm here. I'm so happy to be here. Love my Beamer family and spreading the news.
Oh, my gosh. What level are you up to now, young lady? I know you're above a group leader. Where are you now?
No, I am still a group leader. I share passionately like crazy, but I'm still a group leader working on that.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I have a feeling that you are going to go up the steps faster than a young person on a Stairmaster when all of these new individuals you have signed up are going to be happening here. So what we're doing today, folks, is this is Testimonial Tuesday. And on Testimonial Tuesday, this is where these shows are recorded. And so what we want to do is have people share their testimonials, whether it is something as simple of how you were introduced to the Beamer, all the way to what the Beamer has done for you as far as physically and financially. And then by doing that, we are creating amazing tools that can be used to share with other people to help open up their eyes and allow them to get a Beamer into their homes so that their lives, and not only their personal lives, but their family's lives and friends and family can also be changed. So the question is, what is a compliant testimonial? Now, you have to remember, Beamer is registered with the FDA, and we are cleared as a class two medical device. And so in doing so, we have regulations that we need to follow. We have to follow their standards. So there's certain things that we can say, and there's certain things that we cannot say. And so, number one, we do not mention any disease names that are common in the medical field. Why is that? Because a lot of our distributors are general individuals off the street that have not been medically trained. So we technically cannot use medical terms such as diabetes, fibromyalgia, different things like that. Instead, you can be using blood sugar issues, chronic areas of having discomfort, the inability to sleep, severe swelling of the lower legs, different things like that. General terms are understood by everybody. However, when you use a medical term, there's a lot of people that have no idea, and they may have not have come across that with other people, and so they have no idea what it pertains to. The next thing that we do not mention in our testimonials is drug names, as we do not replace any drugs whatsoever. If we were to make a claim as such, we could get in big trouble. And unfortunately, there have been companies out there that have actually lost and have gone under, meaning those businesses are no longer there because they had individuals making false claims. So we do not use words such as the word pain, cured, or treatment either. So to replace, let's use the word discomfort. Instead of cured, you can say, well, it helped resolve this issue. Instead of treatment, we can use session. We gave the individual a Beamer session. Once again, these are all words that are classified in medical terminology. That's why we cannot use them. And trust me, it's easy for those to roll off my tongue, being a paramedic for over 30 years. However, I want to lead by example, and with all of my team, I follow everything compliantly so that they are learning properly and nobody gets in trouble, because we want to make sure that we represent Beamer in the highest of standards. All right? Last but not least, we do not give out any personal protocols on how we use the Beamer for a specific item. We want to stick to the basic plan, because that basic plan was developed over 22 years. It was developed in those labs with the individuals with white lab coats and $21 million intravascular microscopy cameras, that green video. They were looking directly at those items, and the basic plan was developed by looking and seeing what the Beamer does. So there are so many reasons that plan was put into place, and it works. The Beamer is an extremely powerful medical device, even at intensity one. And we want to make sure that we develop everybody properly and we monitor them properly as we educate them on how to use the Beamer. So with that, Sue, do you have anything you want to share? And then what we will do is to listen to people's testimonials. All you need to do is press the number 1 on your phone. What that does is it brings it up on our screen here, and then we can call upon you, and then we can listen to your testimonial. We can share, and then we can talk about it, and we can go from there. All right? So, Sue, I'll let you take it over so that I don't talk away the show.
Well, you're always very interesting to listen to, so that would be fine with me. So I know Greg is always teasing me because I seem to always have a new injury or almost injury that I talk about, but this time I don't have that. I did have some head discomfort yesterday trying to catch a cold, but I never get them because of my Beamer, honestly. And it wasn't immediate, but it was pretty quick after, and I'd had it all day long after I did a Beamer session where it dissipated. But you made me think of something today, and it is, I call it my miracle machine. Bettina Torres calls it the gift that keeps on giving, and it is all the above. But when you said something, it cued something in my brain, and I was thinking, the gifts that Beamer gives, obviously we'd all be totally grateful, and it would be enough if it was just what it did for us. But particularly a woman I signed up yesterday, but definitely every single person that we talked to, has been a blessing in her life, and a random person we most likely never would have met except for those that were close to us that we, purchased a Beamer. But I am so glad and excited to have her in my life. And I was just thinking yesterday when we were chatting I think we chatted half the day. Literally, we talked a couple of times and it was for hours each time, it seemed like. But just the miracle of the people that come into our lives. I mean, I am blown away, and I'm so excited, and she's not that far from me, so that'll be fun that I can actually connect with her in person. She's already, I'm getting a room at a hotel for the Beamer launch on January 8th, and I put out a post, the first 4 distributors that reach out to me, actually 3 because I count as one, I'm paying for their overnight room, and, we'll all just bunk together, and she wanted to do it right away. So I have one more spot available, but it has to be someone on my team. So I was just thinking of that, and you made me think of that.
That is so fun that you can do things like that. And I totally agree with you. the different people now that have come into my life since I first learned about Beamer, and for those of you who don't know my story, I learned about Beamer in June of 2016, and I remember it well because I was a crew member for a four-man bicycle race team that did the Race Across America. Now, this was their third year doing it. However, Beamer was a partial sponsor for the team, and our four guys were using the Beamer for their recovery. And I remember it clear as day because I'd been a paramedic for over 40 years. I'd been on over 30,000 patients in my career. I was with the fire department. I was with Sheriff's Air Rescue. I used to hang out of the helicopter on ropes and do the rappels and extractions from the mountainsides. I helped even set up the SWAT paramedic program. And so when they were telling me that, yeah, we need to get these guys back on into the motorhome after they get done riding, we got to get them on the Beamer, they got to start their recovery, I was like, okay, you're telling me this mat thing is going to make a difference with these guys on their riding. Well, it also so happened to be that the vehicle that I was in, the support vehicle, as we did this race, now this race goes from Oceanside, California, all the way to Annapolis, Maryland. It's 3,000 miles long with over 170,000 feet of climbing. And so as a cyclist myself, I know what it's like if I even ride for 40, 60, 100 miles, 200 miles. I know how I feel. Well, here I am watching all of these individuals, the riders, do their thing throughout the day. And then they get their rest at nighttime. They had a special rotation built in. And then they were coming back the following day and riding just as strong day after day. And we did it in over 5 days, 10 hours, and I forget how many minutes at that time. Well, it also happened that in the vehicle with me was the general manager, that was the title at that time, was in the van with me for North America, kind of like what Albert's position is now. And he was going on about, oh, the Beamer does this at 10 hertz and that at 30 hertz and this many stimulations per second and different things. And so here I am driving going, oh, really? Well, that's interesting. Now, do I turn left or right here? So my thought process was focused on the race. And this is why I remember this so well. I was not really prepared to listen to all the technology and learn about it because I was focused on something else that was more important to me at that time. So when you are introducing the Beamer to people, make sure that they are truly engaged with you and want to learn about it. And don't take it personally if they're not. If they're not, still plant the seed with them, give them something that they can watch or whatever. Because at that time, the seed was definitely planted with me, but I wasn't ready to act upon it as of yet. And so then when I went forward and I started thinking about it later on, I was like, well, you know what? I've got a little extra money and I'm thinking about buying a new bicycle because I want to get faster on my bike. But I remember that thing that they were laying on actually helped them considerably. And so I called a couple of the riders and I asked them, does this thing really work? And without hesitation, they immediately said yes. And they gave their testimonials of how the Beamer worked for them. And here they were pro-level athletes and how they mentioned this literally was their secret weapon that they did not tell any of their competitors that they were using it. And this also struck home with me going, wow. This really must be something. And then I looked at the science. Now, remember, back in 2016, we did not have all the tools like we have now. We had some videos that people had on YouTube, and then there were other ones that were non-compliant from other countries and different things there. But that's all I had to go with. But listening to the individuals, the testimonials, and then also for me, looking at the science is what actually sold me, and I bought one without even trying it. And so that's how I learned about the Beamer. That's how the seed was planted. That's why testimonials are so, so important for people to get their eyes open. And it might be one simple word or a simple sentence that somebody says that triggers that response of, oh, that makes sense. I need to look into this more, or I want to know more information. If one person is just feeding the information to an individual and that's all the prospective client has to feed off of, your chances actually drop. But if you can bring in a three-way phone call, if you can have them listen to Testimonial Tuesday here and the recordings, these are amazing tools that give them another perspective on how to open up their eyes, how to unlock that door that's going to open it up so that more communication can flow, the ideas can happen, and they can get answers to questions maybe that they've been reserved on wanting to ask. So how do you also listen to a recording for Beamer Blog Talk Radio? All you need to do is go to blogtalkradio.com/BeamerIBDS. So that's blogtalkradio.com/BeamerIBDS. All the recordings of all our radio programs are there. Now we have George Baronis that has started up the foundations to success. They're going over the new e-learning section in our Beamer back office, and Casey Conrad and George Baronis are doing an amazing job on Mondays for the week or for the month of December going through that. These are extremely valuable to go listen to. We also have Testimonial Tuesday and Sue and myself, and we have Garth and we have Mike and we have Mark. We have individuals, and we rotate through on giving different perspectives on how to do testimonials and listen to your testimonials. And on Wednesday, we have Lisa Diamond and we have Ian Robb, and they are amazing on whatever Wednesdays, and they're creating different challenges each month, and it's a lot of fun. And Ian has a lot of amazing connections with a lot of different ambassadors, and so they're interviewing different ambassadors, and so you can listen to them and you can hear their stories. And on Thursdays is the amazing equine, and so anybody who's interested in the horses, there is such valuable information. I mean, their words are golden of what they share on how to use the equine unit properly and the different stories that are coming from that. So all of these items are amazing. So, Sue, do you have anything further to add here? Now, folks, I want to make sure, please, all you need to do is press the number 1 on your phone, or I'm going to be talking your ear off up until Christmas. And you don't want that. So push the number 1 on your phone. We want to hear your testimonials. So, Sue, do you have anything further you'd like to add while we wait for some people to come into the show?
Yeah, I was going to say it's 20 after the hour almost. And I know Beamer also makes us more brave. It definitely did for me. And I have gotten out of my comfort zone like pretty much every second of my life. So I know you – oh, look at that. It worked. Okay, I'll be quiet. Let's get those people on.
All righty. So I want to thank the first person. We have 208-305. You are live on Blog Talk.
Good morning. This is Tracy Hammond, and I am an IBD under Sue. I am a senior. And I am a cowgirl and a horseman. And first time I met Sue was at a circuit finals rodeo. I had no idea what Beamer was, but I saw she had a poster for a horse set and for a human set. And I thought if it makes my ankle feel better, then it might work on my horse. So I walked up and tried it. And today I own 5 Beamers, and I believe in it 100% because it affected me that much the first time I tried it.
Wow. How, so you first learned about it while being there and you saw Sue's booth and it was just one session. And after that one session, that helped you decide right then and there that you wanted to get it?
Well, I tried it and we were out of town. It was a 4-hour drive home. It was on a Sunday morning. And I just, so alive and perky, and I didn't know what it was, and I couldn't find much information online about it. I probably had it spelled wrong. And 2 weeks later, Sue followed up and called me because she only lived a half hour from me and said, hey, do you want to try this horse unit? And I said, well, no, because I don't know how to use it and I wouldn't want to hurt a horse because I really didn't know anything about it. But I knew how much it had helped my ankle and just my overall energy and perkiness. And it lasted longer than it's supposed to on me. And so Sue and I met at a barn and she showed me how to use the V2. And we beamered a horse and I rented it. And then I was so excited about it because everyone you run into and talk to, especially in the rodeo world, has some sort of ailment or pain or discomfort. And I was at Cowboy Church and I couldn't stop talking about how alive I felt on beamer. And I asked Sue, I said, do you ever do like a beamer party, kind of like a Tupperware party or a Pampered Chef party? And she said, yeah, I would do that. And so on a Friday night in the winter, I invited all of my friends and family over for wine and pizza in a beamer session. And out of that party, Sue sold 2 beamers. And she said, well, if you really want to feel the difference, then do a 5-day challenge. And so a couple of us were game for that 5-day challenge. I mean, I'd already been feeling the difference just from standing next to the horses I was beamering, honestly. But sold on it. And it took a while before I could purchase the beamer, but I bought 5 of them, and I do beamer sessions at the rodeos and barrel races, and now our whole town, basically you go to a local barrel race and there's beamers everywhere. You go to the high school rodeos, there's beamers everywhere, and before nobody knew what it was. So it's really become popular here in our area because it's working. And prior to COVID, I was at a salon, and I had a beamer bed in one of the tanning bedrooms. And to my surprise, it went off like wildfire, and I was doing sessions 3 days a week from 10 to 2 because I tried to work around my daughter's school schedule every 15 minutes, and I was booked. So people are feeling
That is amazing, Tracy. There's questions I have. Okay, you mentioned V2. So a lot of people that are brand new, they don't understand that. So V1 was the original equine unit that we had that has the brown canvas type covering on it. And V2 is now the new one with the blue coloring and different things. And it is so much more advanced over the V1 version. So version 1, version 2. So you have the version 2 there. Another thing too, Sue, I would love to have you explain more about what this 5-day challenge was, and did it help with the wine and pizza? Did it make it taste any better?
Well, okay, so that party was super fun, actually, and, you know, it was super fun because you're dealing with a bunch of cowboys and girls. But anyway, so from that party, we actually did a 5-day challenge, and obviously we all believe in our device so much that I literally drove to Lewiston 5 days in a row, an hour each way, And some of it was treacherous weather, actually. In fact, one time I did have to cancel, but one time I did weather the storm. But and it was the middle of winter, if I remember right. Yeah, it was. But anyway, so basically usually I would do it for free, but Tracy insisted, nope, cowboys pay for things. So I charged them each $20 a session, and we did a five-day challenge. I was able to do it at a fitness center down there. I actually have been able to Beamer at a fitness center, a juice bar, and a health food store just because people love Beamer. So highly suggest Beamer distributors go out seeking that possibility. But anyway, and people were having results, you know, and by the middle of the week, people were bringing their daughter and their grandma and their dog. Literally, sorry, the dog would sit on the lap. So anyway, it was pretty awesome, and people did have different – I love doing a group of people for sure, doing Beamer sessions. Like, that's why the party was advantageous, and then also the five-day challenge with more people the merrier, because – you know, some people aren't going to notice results, but other people are definitely going to notice results. And the idea with Beamer is, yeah, one session, Tracy did have great results, and a lot of people do, but a lot of people don't notice anything. For me, example, I didn't notice anything in my first session. I still bought it the next day, but I had done my research. But so it's just nice to do a group of people or even just one person 5 days, because accumulated results are going to happen. You know, most likely 3 or 5 day challenge, whatever a person can do. But anyway, that's pretty much what the sum of it was.
Wow. That when you get more people involved in it, you will have a much better result also, because let's say you invite 10 people and you have a group setting and everybody's sitting around and they're getting their Beamer sessions, taking their turns, maybe about anywhere from 5 to 7 people will have a positive result and notice something different at that point in time, and the other, you know, 3 or 4 or 5 may not, depending on the numbers there. However, the ones that do have the positive result, they're raving about it, and then the others are looking around going, well, wait a minute, I don't feel anything, but what it does is it stimulates conversation on how to explain what the Beamer is doing and how it works. And so it's a positive feedback all the way around, because it truly does come down to educating an individual of how the Beamer works. And so when a person has a much better understanding, instead of just looking at this map thing and they hop on it and, well, am I supposed to experience something? I don't feel anything. This thing, is it supposed to get warm? I'm starting to feel warm. Well, no, feel the mat. And they're like, well, it feels cold. Then why do I feel warm? You can go and explain. Increased blood flow. Your body's generating more heat now. And go into these things and go, imagine if it's doing that, what is it doing for your other items within your body on top of that? And it gets them thinking. So just starting very, very basic. So, Tracy, thank you so, so much for calling in and sharing that. And you've got an amazing gal within Sue there to help expand and change a lot of lives. Oh, and then also you mentioned about, you know, people bringing their dogs too. Just know that using it on small pets is off-label. So that is non-compliant. But you know what? If the dog jumps up on your lap and sits there, no harm, no foul. And in fact, we've noticed that animals can sense the signal and are attracted to it. So if you have like a zero gravity chair, kind of like a lawn chair type of thing, we'll find out a lot of animals will actually sit underneath the chair when the Beamer is on because they can sense the signal. It's really interesting. So thank you so much. Tracy, do you have anything further you would like to add? Otherwise, we will move on to our next caller.
The one thing that I do need to add is that when I walked up and met Sue, she was a delight to meet, but I was very skeptic, and I didn't expect anything to happen, quite honestly. There's so much out there for horses and people trying to make a dollar that, and I'm a cowgirl, like I believe in taking really good care of my horses nutrition wise and fitness wise, But I didn't believe in all this, quote, hocus pocus stuff. And I walked away from that Beamer chair. It took about 2 hours before I felt the difference. But I walked away feeling way different and very affected. And I was skeptic when I walked up to try it. So I think that, I mean, I know that people, we all know as Beamer distributors how people feel. Like, they're like, well, yeah, placebo effect can do anything. Well, watch a horse get Beamered and tell me there's a placebo effect. Because you can't tell a horse to stand there and feel good.
Yep, exactly. And for what you shared today and how Sue helped you out, I think you deserve this. So great job, Tracy. Awesome. Thank you so much for coming in, and we look forward to hearing from you in the future on how everything is going there too. So we have another caller, and that next caller is, we have 805-406. You are live on Blog Talk.
Well, good morning, Beamer family. This is Grandma Got Run Over by a Pickup. And I want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas. Hi, Greg. Anyway, yeah, it's been it's been over a little over 5 years ago that I had just finished working. I was an esthetician at the time. And on my way home, this guy ran through a stop sign, T-boned my car, totaled my car, and then sent me to the hospital. And I had 2.5 years of therapy and doctor's appointments, over 260 appointments. I had to keep track because they didn't want to take care of my my doctor bills. Anyway, so I after the 2.5 years of being such a mess, head to toe, mostly in my head, my neck, my shoulders, my back, I rented a medical device that took 2 hours. Oh, that's my husband's phone. Do you hear that crowing in the background? Anyway. So it was very expensive. I knew I couldn't afford to purchase one. I don't know, $200,000 or something like that, that she was still paying on. But 2 hours every day my husband had to put me in, take me out, and then I gave that back. And Helena saw me outside of a grocery store and yelled across the parking lot, Jan, I have something I want you to try, and, you know, it might help you. And she hadn't seen me since before the crash. So she sent me the 2-minute blood flow video and then the 8-minute. And I called her and I said, Helena, what is this thing? And she said, well, come in and get a free session. I went to her studio, her office, and laid on this mat for 8 minutes and got up. And I said, is that it? She said, yeah. And I said, sign me up. And I didn't have the money for it, but I got together a couple of credit cards and a couple of days later ordered it. I knew I had to invest in my health and my husband's. But I no longer do the Estee work. I loved it. I loved what I did. But it's so much energy that I need to put out. And at age, in a month, I'm going to be 50 plus 34 years old. I need all that energy for me. So I'm being very selfish right now. I can put somebody on a Beamer for 8 minutes. Simple, easy, helping people. And it's made a glorious difference in my life, my husband's life. And now, Greg, you said hop on the Beamer. You know, my name is Jan Hop, right? So I hop on my Beamer twice a day, every day. That's it.
You know, everybody, I had the opportunity of meeting Jan a couple different times here, and I hold her close to my heart. She is an amazing person. If you think she's amazing on the radio, when you have an opportunity to meet her in person, please take the time and sit down and talk with her, because she is truly a wonderful person, leads with the heart, and she will say things to you that will definitely change your life dramatically. So, Jan, thank you so much for calling in. I want to wish you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year as well, young lady. You know I love you to death.
Thank, Yeah, thank you very much, and thank you for the kind words. And I give them right back to you and all of you leaders in Beamer and the people that are on Blog Talk every day. What a dedicated bunch of people. I mean, love y'all. Make it a great Tuesday.
Great. Thank you so much, Jan. Okay. With that, we got another caller. We have a 509-631. 509-631. You are now live on Blog Talk.
Hello. My name is Kim Stanger. I've been a Beamer distributor since 2016, using it the whole time and great results. But I just wanted to talk about something that recently I noticed. For the past probably 4 to 5 months, I was having pain in my, or I don't know, it was pain in my shoulders. Like I couldn't have good range of motion or anything.
Or discomfort. We use the word discomfort, not pain. We use the word discomfort, not pain.
I thought we could use pain now, but okay, discomfort.
No.
But
nope,
it was major discomfort. Major discomfort.
But in the United States.
Okay. Anyway, went to the chiropractor, different things, using the Beamer, but not as consistent because I was dealing with some things where I wasn't with my Beamer as much. But anyway, back at using it again. And just the other day, I realized complete range of motion again, no discomfort at all. And I was like, oh, my gosh, yes, Beamer, you're right there. So anyway, I just wanted to share that with people to really, you know, take a look and evaluate every once in a while what's going on in your body, and you'll realize what all Beamer is doing for you. Have a good holiday.
Yeah, thank you so much, Kim, for saying that, and have a happy holiday, too. You know, folks, these are the things that we use it on a regular basis, and we develop a new normal for us, and then it's amazing how certain things will come up and we're like, oh my gosh, you know, this is helping with that too. What's really fun and what I like to do when I bring someone new into the business is to have them start marking down all the simple things that they're noticing different, because you will start to forget about those items as time moves on, because other things will start to resolve and start to feel better. And you want to make sure you chart your journey, because this is your personal testimonial. These are the little things that people will want to hear from you as far as what Beamer has done for you. And a lot of times it is those very subtle little things, because the body is working on the overall body, the B body. When you're laying on it, you're providing that signal, and it's affecting your overall body. All 13 systems are starting to get in balance, and when that happens, you may feel less stressed, more energy, being able to sleep better. It might be simple little things that you're really not have been aware of, because these items gradually come on. And so now you're doing something that is actually going to start to help resolve these things. So you want to definitely chart your journey. You'll find it extremely interesting. So we have another caller, and our next caller is going to be 949-293. 949-293. You're live on Blog Talk, and who are we talking with?
Good morning. My name is Mason from Newport Beach, Irvine area. Thanks very much for having me. Hi.
Welcome.
Yes, I became an IBD 2 years ago, and now I'm at the senior level, and my promise to myself and my team is to become the next level group leader in 2022. And then I look at all the benefits that I've got from Beamer. I wanted to acknowledge Beamer plus everybody who is behind Beamer. And I am 66, and I look around myself, I look at other seniors, female and male, and I see their lifestyle, and I compare with my lifestyle. So what I was going to acknowledge is that how my Beamer is going to, okay, let's put it this way. As I age, I will have more time and more free time, and there are three threats coming at me. One of them is forgetting. Number two is anxiety, and number three is depression. By getting into Beamer, I can say I'm going against all these three, and all the three that I just mentioned is a product of thinking negatively, thinking about the life, past life, the mistakes I made, did I make enough money, did I prepare enough for my retirement. All of those negative thinking takes me to a dark place, which is called anxiety, depression, and forgetting. So I wanted to acknowledge Beamer that putting me against all of this. So with Beamer, now I have a business, and then I can help many others to going the same route that I'm going to. And these are really serious matter for those who become senior age. Those who are young say, what are you talking about? So I just wanted to acknowledge that. And besides that, I did diagnose with prostate cancer. I'm sorry. Not
Yes. Remember, we cannot state any disease state. So you can use a general term, but not a medical term.
Yes. I forgot for a moment. So you
have autoimmune disorder affecting a male part that you have.
Yes, exactly. So I immediately called my mentor and I went to the academy. They were in the academy. I sat on the Beamer seat for hours and hours and hours. A few weeks later, I went to doctor and I asked to check again. He said, I don't see any sign whatsoever. What did you do? I started explaining. And plus, I started regrowing my hair. And I really wanted to acknowledge those who are in Beamer and getting me into this amazing hidden gem, which is called Beamer.
That is so awesome, and congratulations on that. So this is what we love, everybody, and your story is absolutely amazing. And make sure you document all the little things, like the first things that you mentioned was basically the stress. And when a person can get into a happy place and remove that stress, which could be caused by areas of the body not receiving adequate blood flow, now your overall body starts to relax. Your mind and your thought processes become more relaxed. You become less stressed. You start to look at things in a better light, and that positive energy now starts to emanate from you, and you can pass that on to others. So when you are sharing the Beamer with other people, they recognize that positive energy. So we are coming down to the final moments here. So Nathan, I want to thank you so much for sharing. Happy holidays, my friend. Hopefully we'll see you and see your name pop up as a group leader here this next year. So we want to wish you all the best. So I'm going to turn it over to Sue. Sue, is there anything that you would like to share before we leave for the day today?
Just that be happy, be merry, be merry. Did you know that together is Beamer and Mary? But anyway, corny. Just everyone have a wonderful, joyous Christmas and happy New Year. We'll see you next Tuesday anyway. But I just hope everyone continues to share Beamer with just love and joy, and just people will experience it. People will know, they'll see your heart. So just continue to share from the heart.
That is so true. And with everybody meeting family and friends, what better gift than to be able to give the gift of health? So just have fun, share the Beamer with people, change people's lives, and we'll move into next year on a very positive note. So I want to thank everybody for taking the time for being here today, and I want to wish you all a very Merry Christmas, and we will be back, I believe, next week. No, we won't. for next week. So we will see you next year, buddy.
Happy New Year.
Today's show was brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger to your health.